Amanda Bond, a PhD student in computer science and engineering at UW, helped lead that research. The research showed that spending more time on a site did not correlate to more arguments. But Bond says arguments are common on sites like Facebook, where the goal can be to win for whatever audience is reading the posts.
There's not really a way to scale back what is happening between two people or a group of people in the comment section. It can get very heated very quickly.
Bond analyzed what percentage of users of certain social media sites said they had arguments. 70% of Facebook users said they had argued on the platform. Sites like Twitter and YouTube were considerably lower, with 30% and 6% of users, respectively, saying they'd argued on those platforms.